You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Good afternoon slash evening. Today is June 24th, 2020, and we're here for another episode of Call Put Strike Daily Financial News and Insights. We'll dive right into today's news. For today's news, my name is Scott Ponywaz. I'm the host of Call Put Strike, as well as the publisher of callputstrike.com. For today, Florida, California, and Texas COVID fears flounder the markets and other news. So the market was hit hard on Wednesday as a surge of new COVID-19 cases increased investors' fears. This was the worst day in the market since June 11th. The Dow Jones was down by 2.72%, the S&P 500 by 2.5%, and the NASDAQ by 2.1%. New cases in California, Texas, and Florida have risen substantially over recent days. California reported 7,149 new cases yesterday, which is its biggest single-day increase yet. Florida saw its new cases increase by 5,508, and New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut have all declared quarantine orders for any visitors who have traveled from a hotspot. This caused many stocks to drop, but particularly the travel industry and the airlines, including United Airlines and Delta, stocks to both drop by more than 8% each. Chris Repke of MUFG Union Bank wrote in an email, quote, "The latest coronavirus news is not positive for the stock market, which was betting the worst of the pandemic recession was behind us. All the hopes of investors looking for a better economy to improve the bottom lines of companies shut down in the recession have been dashed. Forget about the fears of the virus coming back in the fall. The number of new cases and hospitalizations in states like Arizona, Texas, and Florida says the threat is happening right now." End quote. Again, that's Chris Repke of MUFG Union Bank. Apple has reclosed 7 stores in Houston, Texas. These store closures are in addition to the 11 other stores that have been closed in Florida, Arizona, North Carolina, and South Carolina. Apple has stated that these closures will be temporary. The amount of new mortgage applications for new homes has decreased by 3% for the week ending June 19th. This is the first decline that has occurred after experiencing 9 weeks of gains in a row. All three major indexes were down by over 2% on Wednesday afternoon after a rush of sell-offs. Quincy Crosby of Prudential Financial spoke about how the sell-off may start to decrease depending on if the death rate rises or falls. She said, quote, "Even this episode, it depends on the death rate. This is important to the market because if we don't move toward a dramatic death rate, what it would suggest is there are treatments available to keep patients alive and have them leave the hospital," end quote. Theme park workers at Disney World are urging for the park to delay its reopening. Over 7,200 workers have signed a petition asking for the park to not reopen in mid-July, as planned. They are worried, as the virus has only become worse in the state of Florida, where the park is located. Disney's shares fell by 3% today. The International Monetary Fund, or the IMF, has released a projection indicating that the global economy will contract by 4.9% in 2020. This is worse than the previous estimate of a 3% contraction. This is the lowest estimate in the history of the company's forecasts. IMF has also lowered the growth projection of 2021. They now believe that the global economy will increase by 5.4%, which is a decrease from the previous 5.8%. And that wraps up the news segment. We will take just a quick note from our sponsors before we jump into the second half of today's episode. And we take a deeper dive into analyzing the volatility of the stock market. Hang tight. We'll be right back. And welcome back to the second half of today's episode, where we take a deeper dive into a different financial insight or trend in the markets or the news. And today seems rather fitting after a 700-point drop opened the markets today. So we're going to take a look at analyzing the volatility of the stock market. It's no doubt that we're in turbulent times as the markets dove low today on news of COVID-19 cases, and it created a sudden fear that the good news of reopening would be short-lived. As markets will fluctuate, in recent times they have seen more turbulence than normal. We take a look at the reasons today. First is explaining the stock market. For investors wanting to dip their toes into the volatile world of stock trading, they must first understand the basics. The United States stock market is a collection of exchanges between traders. Public companies offer shares of their stocks, and investors come together to buy and/or sell these shares, depending on what their angle is. Some investors prefer to play the long game and hold on to their shares for as long as possible. Others, on the other hand, are trying to make quick cash and trade their stocks within minutes of purchasing them, hoping to make a profit on dips or swings in the market. Investing in the stock market can be a financially beneficial strategy, but it does not come without risk. The stock market is highly volatile and can skyrocket or plummet with very little notice. We have seen this time and again during the COVID-19 pandemic, with sudden shifts in oil and many other verticals in the market, like airlines. There are a few key ways to try and stay in tune with the ever-changing market, however. So it pays to take a look at what factors actually are affecting the stock market. So a share price will depend on the anticipated profitability of the company that allocated it. If the company is facing overwhelming demand for its products, the price will likely be incredibly high. Case in point, take a look at the Zoom technology stock, which is the video chat software that everyone is using in today's remote worlds. However, if a company were to be involved with a high-profile scandal, the stock price would very quickly start to drop. Investors would then scramble to sell, and the shares would be worth a fraction of what they used to be, even just a day before. Nowadays, with algorithms, there are even ways in which automated trading can occur by larger firms when news hits that has a sentiment of negativity. Another area is economic factors that impact the stock market can include unemployment and interest rates. When unemployment is high, it means that most individuals will not be looking to purchase unnecessary items. For example, current unemployment rates are high due to COVID-19, causing thousands of companies to close and temporarily lay off workers. This has had a monumental decrease in the stock market because growth and profit are not anticipated for many companies in the near future. When interest rates are low, this is a signal of potential growth in the economy. People will buy more things because they do not have to worry about making high interest payments. This will cause the stock market to surge back up to where it was before. Certain factors cannot be controlled by humans, such as major natural disasters. So whenever an earthquake or a hurricane hits a large city, the stock market will tend to decline. This is because the economic activity in that city will decrease, putting a pressure on stock prices. Politics are another reason why the stock market is so volatile. If political relations with another country are hostile, this would cause their U.S.-based companies' stock prices to fall. The opposite result would occur if the political relations are positive. Stock prices also correlate to the daily news and press conferences. If the president, for example, were to publicly denounce a company or industry for their negative actions, their share price would quickly fall. The volatility of the stock market is overwhelmingly caused by human behavior. Whether it swings one way or another entirely depends on worldwide events and how people react to them. While this summarizes a number of the ways that the market volatility can be caused, it obviously is not all. So with that, we definitely want to make sure that you listen to our little disclaimer at the very tail end of this episode. With that, however, we are wrapping up today's episode, and thank you very much for tuning in. Be sure to drop us a line at news@callputstrike.com. If you have any suggestions or even just to say hello, we'd love to hear from you. And of course, any feedback is welcome on your favorite podcast platform that you're listening to us now. And don't forget to log on to callputstrike.com. and subscribe to our daily newsletter for more daily financial news and insights. Thank you again. That's today's episode for June 24th, and I am signing off for the evening. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights. And now for our quick disclaimer. Stock recommendations and comments presented on callputstrike.com and the Call Put Strike podcast are solely those of the analysts and experts quoted. They do not represent the opinions of callputstrike.com or Call Put Strike podcast on whether to buy, sell, or hold shares of a particular stock. Investors should be cautious about any and all stock recommendations and should consider the source of any advice on stock selection. Various factors, including personal or corporate ownership, may influence or factor into an expert's stock analysis or opinion. All investors are advised to conduct their own independent research into individual stocks before making a purchase decision. In addition, investors are advised that past stock performance is no guarantee of future price appreciation. Opinions expressed here are the author's alone, not those of any bank, credit card issuer, hotel, airline, or other entity. This content has not been reviewed, approved, or otherwise endorsed by any of the entities included within the podcast, and by using this podcast, listening to it, you are agreeing to the terms of use and privacy policy outlined on callputstrike.com.